have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us of our trespasses. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bring it. My life's back on track, I'm feeling good. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit got him jumping. I don't know how to act. I sanctify Christian on a mission, God bless it. Watch the music, got him dancing two-step in church session. In the name of Jesus, we give God the glory. The book of Ephesians, Paul tells the story. How Jews and the Gentiles sharing God's promise. Peace in the Middle East, today is coming. I pray for more peace in the streets where we live. I pray for the day I live to see my grandkids. I pray for the day they stop the violence in the hood. From the west to the east, let me tell you what's good. The church was off the chain when we prayed in God's name. God's Holy Spirit take away all the pain. So much persecution, saints suffer retribution. I pray for my people locked in prison institutions.
Every day I pray. Every day I pray.
His power is the truth.
I
pray for those of you who don't know how to read or write.
Right.
I pray for those of you who still don't know Jesus Christ.
Right.
We live and we learn experience, the best teacher. Put the church first, listen close to the preacher. The word of God, the teacher, how to live and prosper. Stay away from foolishness, evil, slick posters, lawyers and executives, up to no good.
No good.
I pray for God's will like the Bible says I should.
Right.
On the right path, the apostle preaching gospel. God's Holy Spirit.
Heaven, hallowed be thy name. I see the come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass.
Amen, amen. Every day I pray. Every day I pray. Well, man, that's a blessed song. That song has been going on strong. And we want to also just want to give a love and a shout out to Apostle Thomas. I know he smiled from heaven. I know his music is still playing. We want to give a prayer lift of his wife and his family. That's a blessed man of God that we truly miss. His music will still live on, but we will always remember the importance of his life that he lived and how God brought him through so many trials and tribulations. My name is your host, Calvin, of the Logan Power Show, live here in Relations Radio, where we are not just impacting you locally, but globally. And we want to thank you all for listening here on Relations Radio. Man, I can't thank you enough. Before I bring my guest on, I want to go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we'll lift up right now everyone who's listening to us, everyone's listening to us across the nation, across the globe. Their lives are being changed. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing. And Father, right now, we thank you, Father, right now that this will be a life-changing experience. Holy Spirit, as I decrease, you increase. And Father, people's ears be open, hearts will be opened up, and eyes will be open to see clearly. Father, we just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, it's June the 17th. My name is Calvin with the Logan Power Show. So I want to thank you all for listening into us. We want to also give a shout out to a declaration that's been passed. As we know, Juneteenth, June 19th, 1863 to be exact, was when slavery was put into place to be eradicated on June 19th, 1865, when it took place. And Juneteenth is now a official federal holiday. So definitely understand that it says with the end of slavery, but we know slavery is something that we have to basically to grapple the mind, because this type of mentality of racial disparity, racism is still going and plaguing us here. We got as many federal holidays as possible, but we have to understand change has to be done, laws to be put in place. So we're moving our steps forward in the right direction. So we pray that not only are people recognizing Juneteenth as something that is a historic moment for people who are of African-American descent, but it's an historic moment to where people who have been in bondage for so long was told, hey, let those people go. Well, before I definitely want to bring on our guest. Our guest right now is from a good background. We want to definitely want to bring her on. I want to thank you all who are listening. I thank you all who are watching. So without further ado, let's bring on our guest, the perfect Sisterine Champagne. Hello, you're on the line, ma'am. Can you hear me? I guess the champagne's not on, but hey, she may be coming on a little bit later. We don't want to worry about it. But I want you all who are listening to me at this time, let's talk about it, Juneteenth. What's the importance of it? Juneteenth is a time where not only slavery has been going on for almost 400 plus years, as we know that people that are African-American descent were considered not to even be part of the fold. They weren't considered to be someone of an equal value. You heard about the three-fifths compromise, where African-Americans were treated as three-fifths, weren't even treated as a whole person. And pretty much what happens is, as you know, it was free labor going on in the South. As you know with slavery, you think about it, you have a person, people tilling your ground, tilling your land, for free. Like, what is it they're getting from it? They're getting nothing. All they're getting is pretty much a place to stay, but they're pretty much keeping your place together. They're not getting paid no health benefits, and they're not getting paid any type of benefits, and they're abused, they're beaten, tortured to make you have a perfect life. So America can always say a lot of things about how we so much love people, but America has got a lot of repenting to do. America has not really come to the forefront and has said to themselves, hey, this red, white, and blue has never been freedom from all. There's never been a balance. And to be quite honest, we never really put God first. See, a lot of people will say, like, oh, man, we love the Lord. We don't just love the Lord just by saying it. It's going by your actions. And your actions speak louder than your words. It's amazing that we get naive. We get so caught up and we're saying to ourselves, well, hey, this is the right people who are going to change things. But has things really changed in the past 8 months to 9 months? Are African Americans put into the forefront like they're supposed to be? We were promised that there will be civil change when it comes to laws that protect people who are unarmed. We were promised that saying, like, hey, if we vote for you, that you're going to put us on the even playing field. We were promised that as if African Americans will give a proper seat at the table. And I will let you know this right now, that hasn't been the case. Name me one thing that has really changed that you can say as an African American or a Latino that you can say, hey, the current administration, the previous administration has really looked out for us. And the answer is no. They haven't looked out for us. I think the problem is that we've been hiding and we're saying, oh, man, we got President Trump out of office. That's great. But he's not the only one. There are still certain senators, still certain House of Representatives that have diabolical, polluted minds and hearts. And they try to say, like, hey, they're about that life. And they're about, you know, righteous for all. And people are going to say this right now, Calvin, why are you going this route? Well, I like to bring to the forefront, January 6th of this year, I did not say last year, I did not say 2 years ago, 3 years, 4 years. There was an attack on the Capitol Hill. They called it insurrection that came. Hundreds of people attacked Capitol Hill. And you know what I saw that people don't talk about? People were able to push back on police officers and not get shot, not get tear gassed, not get billy clubbed. None of those things happened to those individuals. They were able to act a fool, do what they want to do. And at the time, not everyone saw justice. We have a broken system. The other question I have, the church got to stand up. When people say, oh, well, we're in a pandemic. Totally get it. Totally understand we're in a pandemic. Well, if we're in a pandemic, question you got to ask yourself, why is a basketball game getting that many fans in the stands if we're in a pandemic? If we're in a pandemic, why is it that people are making to the baseball game, but you get mad at the church for filling the seats? The church doors, it's time for you to open. Spend time. We as believers, it's time for us to say, you know what? We are necessity. We are needed. I was speaking this with my father on today. He said that the funny part is the whole time during the pandemic, son, he says, not the grocery store never shut down because they were a necessity. They did social distancing, did everything you had to do. And they made adjustments, changed the hours. Why couldn't the church do that? Because some people act like they got 80,000 members and 80,000 people coming at one time. Not the case. You got to ask yourself, has your church been open? But it's bigger than that. Not just your church been open. Are you the church? Because, you know, the Bible says we are the church. So if we are the church, then the question you got to ask yourself, what have you done since March of last year to now? If you have sat at home and have played pandemic shelter games, then that pretty much you're not doing the Lord's will. You're honestly not doing the Lord's will. You're doing what's called, I'm playing church. Now, I know I'm making sense. I know I'm hitting home. Some of us have been playing church. Have you opened your door? And do you know who your neighbors are? Have you knocked on the door and told your neighbor good morning, good afternoon, good evening? Or are you always on your merry way about you and yours? What have you done differently from last year to now that tells yourself, hey, I'm going to get closer to God? What if the world was like a ghost town like it was last year? And you're required to stay in your home, or say for not that, at your own risk. Everybody was praying last year. They only faced their knees. God, sorry about that. We said last year, God, we need you. God, we care about you. God, we love you. But the question you got to ask yourself, have you continued telling God we need you now? If we're trying to think it's going to be back to normal, those days are over with. I'm telling you, if it's back to normal, you're missing the mark. You're missing the whole situation. God loves us enough that he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins. God is not selfish. If he was, he wouldn't give his very best. So I'm asking you right now, are we making the right choices? Are we doing the right things? Are we fighting for what we believe in? I'm ecstatic my church is open. I don't know about y'all, but I couldn't do over the phone like this, like I'm doing now, and talking to y'all like this for the rest of my life. You know why it wouldn't work? Because I want to see the light. I want to get outside. I couldn't be in a building for the next 4 or 5 years and can't smell the fresh air. Who wants to live like that? Do you want to live like that? Do you want to have yourself where you have everything you want possible, but you have no relationship? Maybe that I'm going in a direction that nobody wants to talk about, but I got to say, there's still problems in our society. There are still killings and stuff. It's not just law enforcement situations with unjust killing of African-American men, but there are African-Americans that are getting killed by killing each other. We're not talking about the things that are going on in our neighborhoods. And we as a church have got to start speaking up. These quiet games, these pity-patty games, this like, you know, I want to rock the boat, or I don't want to tell no one what's really going on. Those days are over with. You got to want to make a difference. But I'm going to ask our CEO president, Ms. Kimmy Kim. Ms. Kimmy Kim, I know you're busy right now behind the scenes, but do you have any type of feedback you'd like to give on what we're talking about Juneteenth on tonight? Anything in particular? Well, you know, our CEO, I know she's busy behind the scenes, producer. So
I love what you're talking about when it comes to June 18th. I agree with everything what you said. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hello? Okay, okay.
I can hear you.
But it's not enough. I'm still looking for reparation, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking for the rebuilding of Tulsa Business Park and other black businesses. Having a holiday is not enough for me. You know, you got to, I mean, if you really want to make it fair, you need to restore the economics that black people really had. And until that is done, okay, I'm celebrating of being free from slavery, but we have always been free in Africa. It's just that, honestly, we are the reason why slavery existed, because we sold each other out. It had nothing to do with the white man or anything. So until the United States do what it's supposed to do when it comes to reparation, rebuilding economics in the black neighborhoods, then I will celebrate. This holiday, oh, okay. I need more than a holiday.
Amen.
It's okay.
Amen.
It's just a day.
Yes, ma'am. It's like Black History Month. You get 28 days in that month, and then if you got leap years, every other 4 years you get 29.
Absolutely.
The shortest
I celebrate,
month, so I think.
Yeah, because I celebrate my blackness every day. I celebrate being free as a believer every day. So it's not really a national holiday for me, but if the United States really wants to make it fair, I mean, I'm just still kind of angry when I saw that. I knew I was going to be angry. That's why I can't watch those things anymore, because it makes me angry. But I knew I was going to be angry when I saw that particular series on Tulsa. And we were just minding our business. I mean, we weren't bothering anyone. And so it bothers me when people don't realize what's going on. They know what's going on. They just don't care. They know what's going on. It's a setup for us to fail. They took our men out of the home when they started the welfare, because they knew that if we can take the male out of the home, they can't build economics on a fair level, because the female is doing two things, raising and going to work. So then there's going to be a lack when it comes to, you know, in most cases, not in all cases, because I know some single parents who did well, but it's still hard because you're doing everything. And so until the United States stops killing our black men, stop putting our black men in jail where they are really innocent, then I'm okay.
Got it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, you're speaking some strong words. Basically just piggybacking off of just from your personal experience, you have two daughters, and, you know, I don't know if you've seen this before, I guess you feel this way. Do you feel that the way, I guess, they're sort of, it's like a divide. Have you ever seen it where they're trying to say, we're going to uplift the African-American woman, but we're going to still keep
Absolutely.
The black man in his
man
place?
Down. They want to do that so we can say we don't need our black man. And I could not say that because I do need our black men to be in our communities. They want the CEOs to be black African-American women because, can I keep it 100? I mean, I love
sure.
everybody. I really do. But it's something about the black men that people don't like. It's just that confidence that they have that, unfortunately, it has not been broken, and it cannot be broken because when you have the Spirit of God in you and stored in you, it's impossible. So I think that is the main reason, because they have broken everyone except for the black men. You could, like, talk to a homeless black brother on the street, and he still have that joy. Where is that joy coming from? Because he knows who he is. Even though he may not have, like, these things on earth, but he has a relationship with the Lord. And so that's why they don't like you guys. Not all white men are like that. I'm just saying the ones who have issues with you.
Because
I met some secure white men who do, you know, believe in the things that I'm saying. So if they could believe in the things I'm saying, then we could. If you're trying to ignore what's really happening, then you don't understand us. You can't say that's not how it is. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Well, you're speaking the truth, Ms. Kimmy Kim. Now, one thing for yourself, just piggyback before we, you know, close it through. Based on your experience, you know, definitely for you, has it been... Oh, how can we say this here? Because this is the part that really trying to understand. Do you feel the church is in a state of emergency right now than it's ever been before?
Well, I think the church is
in a state of emergency, like the organization as a whole.
No,
do you feel like people is really drowning out?
No. Because you know who is the church? Honestly, Jesus is the church. No. I think when people put in perspective that Jesus cannot be depleted because he is God and he's man. So no, I don't believe the church as a whole. Now the church building, it just depends, because you have some people in the church building, they're in it for the wrong reason. They're in it to pimp the gospel and not to preach the gospel. And so when you're in it to pimp it, yes. When you're in it to actually serve others, no. It just depends on their perspective, because the word of God can never. And so when you have that that inside of you, like you, I see you. You're so amazing. You're just stepping in. You don't allow what America says about black men, you know, be a stumbling block. It more motivates you. And so, absolutely, I really believe that when you are in the ministry for the right reason, you know, you're still in victory. Yes, it's hard, but then we have to take into the fact how Jesus died. He died blameless. He took the most severe pain. He died to restore our relationship with God. How can we lose with that? Sure. I mean, with that security. We can't lose because we have him. Now, the world, it's very dim and it's very cloudy, but in the word it says that we're here to serve, and we are just passengers, you know, traveling along the way. This is not really our eternal home when you're a believer. This is our temporary home. That's why we're not supposed to store our things on simple things, but store our things in heavenly things, because that's where richness really comes from. You know, the fruit of the Spirit and knowing who God is. I mean, Jesus says he's gone away to prepare a place for us. And it's hard. It is. I'm not going to lie. And it's hard to see loved ones pass on. Yeah, you miss them. And it's really hard. But at the same time, I'm still reminded that he would never forsaken us, and he would never place more on us than we can bear. So that is my hope. in the Lord. When you have to hope in the Lord, then you can win.
Amen, amen. I told y'all one of the smartest, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, smartest attack, blessed woman of God, telling y'all some great insight on what needs to be done. We got to get better.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get better as a community. We got to get better, absolutely. So I'm keeping the faith. For those that are listening, you definitely want to keep the President of the United States lifted up.
Yes, he's doing wonderful work.
Keep him lifted up. The reason why I say keep him lifted up is because if something happens to him, I have nothing against the Vice President, not at all. I feel like she's a smart lady, but I believe wholeheartedly something happens to the President, she's going to try to prove herself in a way she didn't have to. And I believe that's where it's going. If you watch the President, you know something was wrong. Watch how he signed the Juneteenth and how slowly he gave those pens to each person. And they had to move his hand to give to the First Lady. Pay attention, y'all. Sometimes you got to be careful that when you say, okay, this person's running for the President of the United States. I believe the President of the United States, you got the minimum age you going at it and a maximum age. Some of these people have nothing against, like, hey, if you're 70, 75, 76, whatever, to God be the glory, you're a great person. But I believe if you are the commander-in-chief of this nation, this is me personally, you guys are as much as vibrancy as some of these young people. That's just me personally. I think the past 46 presidents, we haven't really had young presidents unless it was John F. Kennedy, Barack Obama. I mean, you think people that were, at least you say, okay, I can relate. Or I can see myself, maybe he's within, like, you know, Big Brother. But the President of the United States can say, well, I could be my father or grandfather. That's a difficult pill to swallow. Because if it seems like you got to wait your time until your time comes, I just believe that there's so many things that we could be doing. And that's just me personally. Because I want everyone to win. And there's so many things going on. The Affordable Health Care Act was going to be taken off the docket, but that one, thank God to that. And a lot of USA Calvin, you know, that doesn't make any sense. But I tell people right now, health care is not even cheap, even if you have an employer. It is not cheap. That thing is massively expensive. You're still paying a hefty note. So I just want to tell you right now, let's trust God. Let's put him first. And I promise you, your life will be the same. Will not be the same anymore. It will change for the better. Let's make a difference in our community. So, hey, go to our website today, www.theloganpowershow.us. Hey, you want to donate, email us to loganpowershow@gmail.com. Please go to Elations Radio right now. Subscribe to our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter, Elations Radio, Instagram, Elations Radio. Please do so. Follow us on Spreaker, follow us on Spotify, follow us on Apple Music, now iHeartRadio. I'm telling you, we are making strides here at Elations Radio. And you just heard the one and only CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, making a difference all through the land. So let's make a difference, y'all. Hey, I love y'all. I appreciate you. To God be the glory. God's got a plan for you. Hey, again, I know this weekend is Father's Day. Give a hug to every father you know. Give them a shout out, because I tell you right now, there's one thing in life you can't replace. You can't replace your father, can't replace your mother. But I tell you right now, give a shout out to those fathers who are paving the way, even the ones who are not paving the way. Let's tell them, encourage them, hey, get back onto your rightful place, because fathers, you are needed in this time. So, hey, Again, happy Juneteenth tomorrow. This Saturday, June 19th. Please celebrate history. Don't celebrate the date. Don't tomorrow I'm taking a day off. I'm gonna do something dumb. You know, we think about as African Americans, oh, we're gonna have a cookout, or we're gonna have something that's the news that's celebrating Juneteenth. No. How you celebrate something like that is, you know, you make a difference in your community. You make a difference in regards to people who look like you. You get them in the rightful places. That's called businesses, financial gain. Let's make a difference, y'all. I love y'all. That's all the time I got. My name is Calvin Logan, Power Show Nationwide, Worldwide. We love you. We'll see you soon on next week, Thursday. Miss Kimmy Kim, take us out. And to God be the glory. Love y'all.
I feel like Bruce Banner. Can nobody stop me? My plug got the answer. I know my guy got me. I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper.
Nah.
Got them hits like an L.A. Dodger.
Yeah.
God chose me, put me on the roster.
Yeah.
Chasing goals, I won Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna with me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing a heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
I read the host of hosts, I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen, write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the time to let him put me on high.
On
the
high.
Power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi.
Overcome
the look of fear and tell it bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time, it'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane.
Yeah.
Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pregnant since the hustle, on I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust pay. Even when you think the dream is coming late.
Hey.
I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel. But the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Resurrection, stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection, no question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama, all glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say,